Barry Plummer, art historian, lecturer and painter. Evan Walters, 1893 to 1951. Woman Reading and Hampstead Through a Window. Evan Walters was born in 1893 at the Welcome Inn, Minnith Park, Swansea. After his initial art education at the Swansea Art School from 1910 to 1913, he studied at the Regent Street Polytechnic, London, and then in 1914 at the Royal Academy Schools. Between 1915 and 18, he worked in the United States, and on his return to Swansea, he established himself as an artist of substance, having his first solo exhibition at the Glenvivian Art Gallery in 1920. The exhibition was a success, and from this point onwards, and aided with the patronage of Mrs. Winifred Coombe Tennant of Caxton Neath, his career took off. Many important commissions came his way, including Ramsay MacDonald, Lloyd George, and Lord Balfour. In 1926, he won the first prize for painting at the National Eye Stedford with Pennard Castle. This work is in the collection of the Glenvivian Art Gallery. His solo London exhibition in 1927 was a near sellout, and he received very favourable press reviews both locally and nationally. During the 1920s, Walters established himself as a fully professional painter, dividing time between his home in Clangavelic, Swansea, and his studio in Hampstead. However, he was displaying signs of discontent with the direction his art was going. Always a restless personality, experimentation was never far from his practice. By 1936, he had started to paint in a most unconventional way. These works became known as his double vision paintings. Walter's intuitive form of painting was not founded on scientific research, but literally the evidence of his own eyes. He maintained that as these double images were a visual truth, they had a place in art, and the stimulating challenge for the artist was to paint what he described as a totality of vision. From 1936 onwards, his experimentation with perception became almost an obsession, and many of his supporters expressed bewilderment. His exhibition of November 1936 at the Koolins Gallery, London, was the first time he showed any double vision paintings. The exhibition was not a success, and not one of the 22 works was sold. These paintings were very different from any of his previous artistic productions, with their high colour, horizontal crossed hatch brushstrokes, and the doubling of certain parts of the picture plane. Although the paintings were a radical artistic departure, they had a certain strength and directness of vision, qualities that Walters displayed in his previous work. Woman Reading and Hampstead Through a Window are paintings from the 1936-1940 period of experimentation. The paintings display all the characteristics of Walters' attempts to find this totality of vision. They are a radical redefinition of visual presentation that demonstrate a question and a perception that brings to mind Cézanne's ocular experimentation. These works demonstrate the determination of Walters to engage with modernism on his own terms. It was the vision of a true artist.